Hey everyone, it's episode 136 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, and I am actually recording this midweek. I am heading out. By the time you're listening to this, I will already be back home from vacation, but I wasn't sure how my internet connection was going to be, so I recorded a show. I have an interview coming up this week with The Muscle, Jameis J. He is a part of Strictly Insane Pro Wrestling. That is a small indie company in Southern Illinois, in the Crossville area. It's near the Indiana border, if you're familiar at all with that area. Jameis J. has been in the ring with a guest of the show in the past, Farmer Billy Hills, who is also a part of Cape Championship Wrestling, as well as a part of Stride Pro Wrestling. In fact, the Farmer getting a shot at Big Roger Mathis for the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, that match coming up very soon on July 8th. And we'll talk more about the big Stride show coming up next week here on My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. But as far as wrestling news goes, like I said, I'm recording this midweek, so if there have been any new developments or any new updates in the world of professional wrestling, which undoubtedly there will be sure to check out my123cents.com. I have blogs up so far this week on events like the rematch for the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Carmella has been stripped of that championship, if you will. I don't know if it's a championship, that distinction, and she will have to go at it again with the other four competitors because of the interference by James Ellsworth, who has been banned from ringside as well. My money, though, is still on Carmella. I do like the way that she has kind of developed here very recently. A very sudden development, I think, too. But there's something about her that has grown on me, and I think that she will be victorious once again in the Money in the Bank ladder match for the women's division, and looking forward to see exactly how they develop and how things turn out. So be sure to keep an eye on SmackDown Live. Of course, that is coming up this Tuesday night, and then a week from Tuesday, John Cena makes his return to the ring. So I'm sure we'll have some kind of reaction over on the Facebook page. It is facebook.com/my123cents. And, you know, fans, I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast, sharing it, and downloading it. Let me know. I want to hear from you. I want interaction. If you don't mind going to my iTunes and leaving a review, whether you hate the show or if you love it, any kind of star, any kind of feedback, what kind of guests do you want to hear? You know, I book a lot of indie guests, indie wrestlers, and a big reason for that is I am connected with some of the guys in the indie world because of Stride Pro Wrestling, because of Cape Championship Wrestling. Now the door has kind of opened with Strictly Insane Pro Wrestling. The Muscle, Jameis J, reached out to me via the My 1-2-3 Cents Facebook page. So if you have someone that you'd like to hear on the show, let me know and I will reach out to them. I am working on some legends as well, Hall of Famers. So hopefully in the next few weeks, those interviews work out. But if you'd rather hear a different kind of format, a different kind of style for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, let me know that too. I've got some ideas. I want to work on some things and develop some things over at my123cents.com, as well as the YouTube channel, which I have neglected a lot. And that is going to change too. I say that often, but I really am going to get my act together and start working more on that. So again, thanks so much for being a part of this experience. I enjoy every minute of it. I really do. And again, Stride Pro Wrestling coming back next week on July 8th over at the Illinois Star Center Mall. We'll talk more about that next week, as well as with posts over on the My 1-2-3 Cents Facebook page and Stride Pro Wrestling. It's strideprowrestling.com. But for now, stay tuned for The Muscle, Jameis J.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, Here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, the guest this week on My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, is the muscle, Jameis J. And you can see the muscle, Jameis J, in Strictly Insane Pro Wrestling. And Jameis, welcome to My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you today?
I'm all right. Getting ready for this Saturday, which I don't think these guys get to see from hearing this show, but got a big thing going with Clayton Cosby, and apparently he thinks he's man enough to wrestle Muscle and anybody else that I bring with me.
Well, Jameis, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. When did you start wrestling, and you know, who did you look towards for inspiration?
Well, when I was about 16 or 17, we had J.C. Bailey and Simon Says used to come down there and wrestle in Portland, which is the oldest neighborhood in Louisville. And I used to go over and help them set up the ring, and I was just this rough guy from the ghetto. And I didn't have no money for wrestling training or nothing, but Simon and JC got me hooked up where if I helped them set up the ring for JC's daddy that ran BBW at the time, that they trained me a little bit. So they trained me a little bit and I learned to bump. And then I left for a few years and I met Marvelous Mitch Ryder. And he has single-handedly turned my life around.
How so?
I was a little older by that point, so a little more patience, slow down, listen, be trained right. Not that JC or Simon didn't, but I was young at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't grasp all the concepts.
Talk a little bit, too, about the importance. You talked about setting up. I think a lot of people take for granted the fact that there's a lot that goes into a wrestling show and setting up the ring and getting the arena or whatever ready is a huge part of that. And it's kind of earning your stripes or paying your dues, so to speak. And in your case, it was kind of an exchange for getting trained.
That's what everybody's missing nowadays. And even though I didn't pay nothing to get the training, I definitely poured a lot of sweat, we'll put it that way. And I set up a lot of rings. I organized all the ring crew for FCW Midwest when Marvelous Mitch Ryder was running it. And they were a big thing at the time. And I took care of security. Let's see, what else did I do out there? I was the senior official. I was referee. I done every job on the way up. I refereed. I managed. Inside and out, I've been paying attention.
So obviously, I'm going to assume that, you know, being in the ring is your favorite element of all of that, huh?
Oh, yeah. To come down and smack somebody around and go home, be happy about it, get smacked around, whatever.
And you mentioned wrestling or kind of going through some of your training in Louisville. Obviously, the Mid-South area, the Southern area for wrestling, and I'm on your Facebook page kind of scrolling through some of your pictures. I see that you, as a child, met Wildfire Tommy Rich. Talk to me a little bit about your childhood and your fandom then and who you looked up to and enjoyed as a young fan.
Comprehending what was on TV, I knew that I was going to wrestle. I didn't know I was going to be the muscle, but I knew I was going to be something in the wrestling business. When I was about 11, I lived in New Albany, Indiana, which is right across the bridge from Louisville. And they had this little car lot on the corner, and I'd go up there, and I'd work my ass off. Excuse my language, sorry.
You're okay.
But I'd work, wash these cars on Tuesdays so me and my buddies could go to Louisville Garden. And then I'd trick somebody into taking us over there, and then when the show was over, I'd buy find a way back. So Louisville Gardens, every Tuesday night, I go my $7 for my ringside seat. But I really liked Jeff Jarrett back then, which I was only 7 or 8. So Spellbinder, all them USWA guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the bonuses of being trained by Mitch Ryder. I've worked a lot of these guys nowadays.
Talk about that. What kind of experience is that, going from kind of idolizing and cheering for these guys and going to see them, and now you're a colleague of theirs and in the ring, and in some cases, you know, having to beat them in the ring?
Oh, that's not even something I know I could explain. I take a lot of pride in it. Like, just a month ago, I started tagging with Marvelous Mitch Ryder, and getting to work with him, I take a lot of pride in that, because I take a lot of pride in where we came from, and I take a lot of pride in the wrestling business. So getting to work with the guy that gave me the opportunity to do all this means a lot.
I also noticed, and we talked a little bit before we started recording here, that you have worked with, it looks like with, but maybe even against, Tracy Smothers, who is a legend and has made many appearances here in Southern Illinois and Southeast Missouri as well. What's your experience been like with Tracy Smothers?
Oh, Tracy Smothers really done a lot to groom me with my psychology. I got a little deeper, and that's when I started managing, and I was Mother's Family Security, and that's where the muscle came from. Now they got the muscle. I met the guy once, don't really know him at all. Don't know a whole lot about him. But anyways, being on the road with somebody that's Smoky Mountain Wrestling, that was another icon from when I was a kid, because that was, that's when I was growing up, Smoky Mountain Wrestling, running in and bashing up USWA. And I went, at that time, when Tracy scooped me up, he seen something in me. I was wrestling one day a week at the Coliseum in Evansville.
Mm-hmm.
And I went from wrestling that one day a week to 6 days a week. Seven if we could get away with it, but, you know, they just, not always 7 days a week, we could have find a show. But there's nothing I'd rather be doing, and probably nobody I'd rather be doing it with than somebody like Tracy Smothers or Marvelous Mitch Ryder.
I would imagine, and I don't know a whole lot about Mitch Ryder. I know, as you mentioned, he trained you. You are teaming with him, and by the time this show drops, you will have teamed with him over the weekend at the Strictly Insane Boiling Point event. How often do you guys, I have not had the opportunity to check out Strictly Insane. It's in Crossville, Illinois. For fans who may not know, how often do you guys run, and where exactly, I know where Crossville is, but for folks who maybe don't know, where is Crossville in relationship to Southern Illinois?
Well, I do know that when I come from Louisville, it's just past the Indiana-Illinois state line. You come up on the Grayville exit, mm-hmm. and it's the next town over from Grayville. And we wrestle in the little Crossville gym. I think the town only has like 500 or 700 people. Not a whole lot, but not hard to find. And we probably run every couple weeks most of the time. We're going to take the fly off. I believe because of the heat and not to wear people out and have them sit and watch us. Most shows you pay $8 to $12 and you get 5-6 matches. That becomes Strictly Insane. You have probably 12 to 15 matches.
What keeps you coming back? What is it that you love about being a professional wrestler?
A professional wrestler was Strictly Insane, or professional wrestler? wrestling, period.
Just in general, and, you know, plug, feel free to plug Strictly Insane as well.
Well, Strictly Insane professional wrestling, I love going there because if there's one person I'd like to punch in my life, it's Clayton Cosby. But I have a lot of fun there. Sam's real good to his guys. Which, that's hard to come by nowadays, as a promoter that knows how to treat everybody and take time and actually try to know everybody that works for him, too. Mm-hmm. That makes it good. But, wrestling in general, oh, man, there's nothing I'd rather be doing than wrestling. It's all I thought about my whole life. It's all I do now. I go tan every day. Not that I look very tan, but it's something I do try. And I watch wrestling videos. Just like anybody else, any other wrestling fan, I spend most of my life still watching videos. Mitch Ryder taught us to be a student of our craft. And watching him, it develops a lot. We always see something that we can add in or change us up or make us have that one little more, that extra little kick. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Who do you look up to now? Who are you watching? Who are you, you know, hoping to not necessarily emulate, but who do you look for inspiration these days?
I'm at a turning point right now, and I'm starting to notice that people know who I am, and that's kind of new to me. So I get kind of excited when I'm walking around these little small town Walmarts and three, four different people stop me. But
that's pretty cool. It's got to be humbling.
Oh yeah, it's different for me. But as far as wrestlers people I enjoy watching right now, Dean Ambrose, I like watching him. As far as inspiration goes, I still like to watch the old school guys from USWA. I can watch Tracy Smothers for hours. It don't have to be wrestling. It can be just hours of promos. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Do you think with the advent and the development of quote-unquote sports entertainment, will that professional wrestling feel eventually fade away with, you know, WWE and NXT are so dominant and so many other companies are trying to be sports entertainers over professional wrestlers? Or do you think that these smaller, almost back to the territory days as far as Strictly Insane and others here in Southern Illinois and Southeast Missouri and even Kentucky and Indiana, will that legacy live on, do you think?
Professional wrestling's never going to die. And I say that because there's so many of these smaller companies that run every day of the week there's a wrestling show, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It ain't. And there's a lot of people who don't even watch WWE that would rather spend their money at an independent promotion where they actually get closer to the wrestlers, you know, and a lot of these people have relationships with them. As long as that continues to happen, which it's going to, because there's always somebody running a wrestling show somewhere.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to ask what you think the future holds for the muscle. Where do you see yourself down the road here?
Would I love to go be WWE Universal Champion or something like that? Of course. But in reality, I'm having fun. I love what I do. I'd like to spread out a little more, see a little more of at least the United States. I like, you know, I won't be that wrestler.
How can fans keep up with you and find out where you're going to be and learn more the Muscle, Jameis J, and Strictly Insane Pro Wrestling?
If they look up Sam Cosby on Facebook, they'll find everything they want to know about Strictly Insane Professional Wrestling. But if you go to Facebook and you can search the Muscle Jameis J. I have my own page. The little link is at the Muscle Jameis J. Simple as I could think to find. If you want to contact me to book me or whatever you want to ask, I take hate mail, whatever. you can get me at emailthemuscle@gmail.com. That's real easy for me to remember, too.
All right. We'll have all that contact information. Is there any other ways to get a hold of you? We'll have it all in the write-up here on the Jittery Monkey website.
At Facebook, at the Muscle Jameis J, and then email the muscle at gmail.com. Other than that, I'm not a real electronically sound guy.
All righty. Well, Jameis, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up this week's episode?
Yeah, August 13th, Strictly Insane Professional Wrestling is going to have a fan of
in Crossville. I do believe it's a Sunday, even though we generally run on Saturdays. I believe that's an outside show for all the fans to come watch for free. I do believe I'll probably be whooping on Clayton again.
Seems to be your rival of choice, huh?
Well, yeah, Clayton went out of his way to embarrass me a few times in my life, and he's the CEO there, and that's the whole reason I came back Strictly and say is whoop on Clayton. They made me go through some headaches getting there, but now that I'm there, now that I beat him 2 weeks in a row,
well, again, that show is coming up on Sunday, August 13th. It is in Crossville, and we'll have the links to everything in the Jittery Monkey website and on iTunes as well. The Muscle, Jameis J, thanks so much for joining my 123 Cents the podcast this week.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day. All right, fans, you heard it there. Jameis J, he is the Muscle and a part of Strictly Insane Pro Wrestling in Crossville, Illinois. Be sure to check him out on Facebook and give him a follow and like his page. So for this week's episode, I appreciate y'all tuning in, and we will talk again soon. Have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.